我们的罪行。
Thank you.
Psalm will be number 589. 589. That's the day.
Thank you. song is from the Psalm, number 115.
Thank you.
Amazing Grace.
Bring our
364.
As you remember, at that time, the king had to lower his scepter down or she would be healed. Anybody that went in without permission would be healed if you didn't do that. And she says, you know, if I die or not, I die. And she didn't have to do this, because no one knew that she was a Jew. But she did this. She had to have so much courage to be able to do this, to go and ask the king and talk to him. Then we see Peter and John in Acts 5 before the authorities, and they bring in boldly, saying, "We must obey God rather than man." Let's think of Paul and what he did. He was persecuting the Christians, and again on the road to Damascus, he sees Jesus, and he makes a complete turnaround and becomes an apostle of Christ. What a courage that to do, to be able to say, you know, I was wrong, and I'm forgiven of sin, and he kept on going. Then think of Jesus, the courage he must have had to be willing to let himself be arrested, have a mock trial, which wasn't fair at all. Then be beaten and scorned, a scourge, and stabbed, and then eventually crucified. That would have to be the worst possible thing. But in addition to all these great examples that we have in the Bible, there's one other common thread apart from our courage. And that they were all doing what God wanted them to do. And let's go through today. It takes courage to do what God wants us to do. It takes courage to resist sin. It takes courage to put God over a game, or put God over work, God over your social life, things like that, and to speak to others about Jesus. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And it also takes courage to be willing to admit that we are wrong. It takes courage to walk in front of an eye like this and say, you know, I'm a sinner. We all are. I want to be baptized. It takes so much courage to do that. But if you think about it, I would much rather have courage here on this earth and be able to do that. Walk down an aisle like tonight and be baptized than to be at the judgment in one way. And God said, "Depart, I never knew you." In Revelation 21:8, it says, "But the fear, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the immoral people, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all the liars shall have their part in the lake which burns fire and brimstone, which is the second death." You notice the first thing that is mentioned, the fearful. Those that don't have courage to do what they know is right. And those that aren't Christians, that's who they are now. And they know what they need to do. But they won't. They're fearful. We don't want you to have that with those that are just incredibly wicked and murderers and things like that. I mean, most likely, you know, those that aren't Christians in here are good people. But God will say, you have to do what Jesus has said for us to do. And we urge you tonight, if you need to become a Christian, to follow the examples we have in the Bible. To follow those of like your parents and other people that we know that are inside us that have had courage to come forward and be baptized. We are urging you to find courage to come forward. If you're subject to an invitation anyway, please come forward.
Oh, do not let the word depart. life.